WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill amidst the chaos. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little less stress and a whole lot more self-awareness. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like there's a pressure cooker bubbling inside you? Like emotions are building up, begging to be released, but you just don't know where to put them? You know that feeling when, well, you're trying to hold it all in, but your face is getting red, your heart is racing, and you're about ready to explode? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Bottling up our emotions is like trying to stuff a beach ball into a shoebox. It just doesn't work. And when those emotions eventually break free, it can be messy, explosive, and, honestly, not fun for anyone involved. So, how do we create a safe space where we can let those feelings out without feeling judged or scared? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us all tap into emotional freedom. 1. Start with yourself. This is the foundation, folks. You have to be your own safe haven before you can invite others in. What does self-care look like for you? Maybe it's journaling, taking a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness, or just spending some time doing something you genuinely enjoy. The key is to prioritize your emotional well-being and create practices that nourish your soul. 2. Listen without judgment. This one's huge. When someone shares their feelings with us, it takes courage. So, the least we can do is listen with an open heart and without judgment. That means putting aside our own opinions and experiences for a moment and truly trying to understand where they're coming from. 3. Validate their feelings. Remember, there's no such thing as wrong feelings. Every emotion is valid, even the uncomfortable ones. When someone shares their sadness, anger, or fear, acknowledge those feelings instead of dismissing them. Saying something like, "That sounds really tough," or "I can see why you're feeling that way," can go a long way in making someone feel heard and understood. 4. Create physical space. Think about it. We're more likely to open up in a comfortable and inviting environment. That might mean choosing a quiet space where you won't be interrupted, lighting some candles, or even just rearranging your furniture to create a sense of calm and openness. 5. Practice vulnerability. This is the big one. Creating a safe space for emotional expression takes courage, both for the person sharing their feelings and for those listening. It requires us to be vulnerable with each other, which can be scary. But remember, vulnerability builds trust, connection, and ultimately, deeper understanding. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your best friend. They've had a rough day at work, and they're starting to vent about their boss, their workload, the whole 9 yards. You could offer advice, try to fix things, or just change the subject. But that's not what makes a safe space. Instead, you listen intently, you ask clarifying questions, you validate their feelings without judgment, and you let them know you're there for them no matter what. That simple act of being present and supportive can make all the difference in the world. Remember, creating a safe space is an ongoing process. It requires patience, empathy, and a willingness to be open and honest with ourselves and others. But trust me, it's worth the effort. When we create these spaces of emotional freedom, we unlock a deeper level of connection, understanding, and ultimately, happiness. So, What are you going to do today to cultivate a safe space for emotional expression? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and join us tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Let's face this world together, one calm breath at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.